Hello, Sandy McCutcheon with you on Perspective on Radio National. And today, Dr. Christine Nichols, curator of a groundbreaking new exhibition of Aboriginal art, argues that the key to understanding Indigenous expression of romantic and sexual love lies in understanding the language of metaphor.
The English language has a rich tradition of love songs, poetry, drama and other literature on the theme of love, as do European languages. Think, for example, of Sappho, Dante, Shakespeare's love sonnets and the poetry of William Blake. Love is also a dominant theme in the Anglo-European visual arts. For example, Michelangelo, Raphael and Correggio have all created works relating to sexual love. What is less well known, perhaps not known at all in some quarters, is the fact that there's an equally rich and even longer tradition of Indigenous Australian love poetry, song and visual art. There's a strong visual tradition relating to Yilpinji, the love magic of the Walpri and Kukucha peoples of the central and western deserts of Australia. And it's the subject of an exhibition on display in Sydney that will begin a national tour next month. In the following translated dictionary entry, the late Paddy Patrick Jungala, a Walpri linguist and teacher, provided evidence of a people in whose lives romance and sexual love play a significant part. Quote, "A man sings love songs to attract the object of his affections, his desired lover, and in the same way a woman may sing Yilpinji in an all-woman group to charm a man who is her beloved, the object of her sexual desire. Wananja Warnal, literally from the throat, is when a man and a woman fall in love with each other, when they feel attracted to each other in their inner feelings, in their hearts and souls, literally, in their throats and stomachs. Unlike the dominant culture, however, the Kukucha and Walpri people do not conceptualise the heart as the primary seat of the emotions. For the Walpri and the Kukucha, most emotions reside not in the heart, but in the stomach. Happiness, sadness, anger, rage, concern, anxiety, feelings of protectiveness and responsibility towards others. Indeed, most of the intuitive faculties are thought to be located in one's miolu, or stomach. While in English we have expressions like broken-hearted, heartbreaking, heart-rending, heartache, and heartthrob, there's an equally rich vocabulary pertaining to the emotions in the Walpri and Kukucha languages that centres on the stomach. For example, miolu rapinyi, literally to open up one's stomach, means to make somebody happy, as for example in the sentence, ngulaji, mialuju rapungu, wadanyaramanujuku, he opened up my stomach, making me happy. While the stomach is the principal seat of the emotions for the Walpri and the Kukucha, the throat, wananja, is the primary location of sexual love and attraction. Amorous feelings and sexual yearnings are experienced in the throat. Because of the throat's special significance, necklaces and other bodily adornments associated with the throat are often used in ceremonies pertaining to love. Falling in love is described as wananja nyinami, a literally throat-sitting emotion. Claims that Indigenous languages lack the vocabulary to describe emotions are just plain wrong. But because the language of love is typically couched in metaphor, it may be difficult to recognise its significance even in English translation. For example, the expression, "he got me in the throat," meaning "I've fallen in love with him," is idiomatic in much the same way as "I was heartstruck by him." The works in this exhibition by old masters from Balgo like Yubina Numbajim, Ronnie Jakamara from Lajamanu, and Paddy Sims Japuljari from Yundamu all relate in some way to the theme of love. And some of the dreaming narratives associated with these works are pretty raunchy. For instance, Paddy Sims' work is about a man who secretly watches a woman urinating, likes what he sees and decides to woo her by singing a love song to render her powerless when he makes advances to her. The woman is his mother-in-law, a taboo relationship in Walpri and Kukucha cultures. In these societies, love for one's mother-in-law or son-in-law is the love that dare not speak its name. In this exhibition, you'll find the great human emotions, passion, sexual love, despair, depression, compassion, and heartache, throat ache, and discover that these are not the exclusive preserve of the Western visual arts and oral traditions. It's the first exhibition of its type in the world, and its significance ought not to be underestimated.
Dr. Christine Nichols, Senior Lecturer in Australian Studies at Flinders University in Adelaide, and curator of Yilpinji, Love, Magic and Ceremony, an exhibition which opened last week in Sydney and will travel around Australia and overseas in coming months. For dates and venues, check our website at abc.net.au/rn and follow the links to Perspective.